Magandang araw po mga kababayan. Welcome po to another episode of Usapang Pinoy brought to you by Georgia Asian Times. Pang-108 yugto na po natin ngayon. Ako po si Jane Rowland, ang inyong podcaster at salamat pong muli sa inyong pakikinig. Ang ating pong yugto ngayon ay katuloy ng series natin on Filipino-American Associations. And this is our way of connecting all the PhilAm associations in Georgia. Ang bisita po natin ngayon ay sina Tony Lim at Edwin Herrera, President and Auditor respectively of the Filipino-American Association of Northeast Georgia. They are located in Dalton, Georgia. They will talk to us about the PhilAm Association of Northeast Georgia, including its history, solidarity, unity of the members, and their good works. Ngunit bago ko po sila tawagin, narito muna ang mga importanteng anunsyo. Nominations for the Georgia Asian Times 25 Most Influential Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in Georgia is now open. The deadline for nominations is April 15, 2026. Please limit nominations to one per individual and self-nomination is prohibited. Please go to https://gasiantimes.com/lsf9 for the online nomination. Pangalawa po, on Saturday, March 7th, 2026 at 6 p.m., the Philippine Nurses Association of Georgia will hold its 17th biennial induction ball at the Atlanta Evergreen Lakeside Resort in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Please contact any PNA GA officers for tickets. On Saturday, March 21st, 2026, from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., the Saranay Club will hold a Disco 3 fundraising event at the Henry County Moose Lodge, 9100 Chase, McDonough, Georgia, and please reach out to any of the Saranay officers for tickets. Ngayon po, ako ay magbabalik upang ihandog sa inyo ang ating mga bisita. Welcome back, mga kababayan. Ngayon po, please help me welcome to Usapang Pinoy, Mr. Tony Lim and Mr. Edwin Herrera, President and Auditor, respectively, of the Filipino-American Association of Northeast Georgia. Welcome, Tony and Edwin. Thank you for being here. Please introduce yourselves to our listeners, who you are and what you do.
I am Tony Lim, and I am right now the chairman of our Philippine American Association here in Northwest Georgia. We formed our organization temporarily in June of 1999, but right now as the chairman of our Northwest organization, I see to it that our organization is really running smoothly, where we can have meetings. We get also some activities twice a year, like a Christmas party and picnic. And
yes, we will be talking about that in the next questions. I just wanted you to introduce yourself to our listeners. What about Mr. Edwin?
Okay. Hey, good morning, everyone. I'm Edwin Herrera. Currently, I'm not holding a position because right now we don't have a set of officers, but I used to be the auditor of the organization. And I've been here in Georgia since 2001, and I'm 58 years old. I work for Mohawk Industries for 25 years, and I'm helping my wife as a treasurer also. She's the only one of special officer for the organization, and helping with the organization and the core team planning our activities every year for this organization. So far, that's what I'm doing as far as the organization is concerned.
Great. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Now, can you give our listeners a brief background of FANG, Dalton, Georgia, its mission and its vision?
Okay. Dalton, Georgia is practically, this is a city that in the south that is more friendly, and I believe there are 40 million, you know, residents, including their own counties. And they are also fun and friendly, loving communities, you know. And within past 20 to 30 years, we already got influx of Hispanics. So there are more Hispanic groups now in the community where they establish their own businesses and also the churches.
This is great. So you mentioned earlier that FANG was founded in 2009. Did I hear that correctly?
No, it was in 1999.
So since its founding in 1999, can you tell our listeners about FANG's accomplishments?
Okay. Since 1999, since we just got a few members, maybe about 35 members, we actually didn't have much activities, except we did have Christmas party, picnic, and Valentine's party. And there are times when we go to, you know, associate with some of our groups with, you know, their own personal parties or family organization. Yeah.
So in other words, it started as a social organization, but of course I know you...
Actually, it's more like a social because of the few members.
Right. And it's so kind of isolated from Atlanta. That's why it's really good that you have each other for the support. So please tell our listeners about any FANG upcoming events.
Okay, I would let Edwin give his own opinion on that other event.
Well, Jane, as you know, we've been an organization since 1999, and we from smaller numbers like 35, like Tony said, we were not there yet. But in 2001, we joined, me and my wife and my family. Since then, we've been growing steadily, and we're having this, like you said, annual Christmas party and Valentine's and sting events. And we did have some fundraising event for a couple of our members who need some money. So we held parties for those also. And we joined one of the biggest cultural activities here in Dalton in history. It was way back in late 1990s, where we present our cultures and some of our things that belong to, you know, that are Filipino. We presented some dances and our artifacts like Barong Tagalog and all those stuff from Philippines. Mm-hmm. But anyway, going back to your question, since we are not yet fully recognized as an organization, in the couple of months, at least for the first quarter, we are aiming to have our bylaws finalized. We have a copy now, and we will be electing our new set of officers, and we work towards the registration of our organization. But still, our planning, our annual events will still go unless the new set of officers will have a, you know, will have another
different agenda
that we need to support. Yeah,
right.
But
But this is great news though, because we have heard about you for quite a bit for a while, but getting really registered as a 501c3, a nonprofit, is gonna really help your mission of helping our kababayan. So this is the next question is like kind of redundant to what we asked earlier, but I kind of want to put it more into place. Moving forward, what are your future plans for FANG Dalton aside from the first quarter plans?
We have plans. We talk with among ourselves, but those are not official because it's not really from the whole organization and the set of officers that are really planning and assigning staff. Mm-hmm. But we do think about extending help to some of our members, like maybe offering like a scholarship for some young students that need those, because we have funds but not much. And so far that's the only one, and probably helping non-profit organizations like the one the mission from Philippines, we talk about that, but it's not, of course, it's not finalized. We haven't, it's not in
paper yet.
In writing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. The scholarship for our young Filipino students is a very great idea. So, well, this is also the same advocacies and projects that I was gonna ask you about. But do you have any planned projects or advocacies to help the community as a whole, not just the Filipino community?
As far as our involvement with the community, we had activities previously in when we first started it, like the cultural activities where we were involved with the Hispanic groups. This Hispanic involves different countries like the Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and all those items, and also the Oriental groups. Like the Filipinos, the Koreans, the Chinese. So we had that previously many years ago. And besides that, we also joined the parade of the veterans parade here in Dalton. So what we were thinking is when we would formally have a permanent set of officers, we can also join the community Christmas parade, and if there are any available community activities that we can involve with, then we are, happy to join them.
That's great. That's great. We need to kind of show them that we exist. In other words, I always keep telling people that representation matters. So if we are not represented, go ahead.
Yeah, and that's true. And this is Edwin again. I'm sorry to interrupt, but
it's okay.
I'm sure you know about the activity we had where we represent the World War II veterans. You know, you were telling that on university. We will. It's a good thing that you remind about representation. We talk to them, and they are willing to get more involved with our activities, and you know, them and our groups working together to make good representations of the Filipino communities in this part of Georgia.
Right.
And I believe in this coming spring, we will have a bigger activities that will highlight
the
Filipino community. And I'm hoping you will be there also, and you will be joining with your own organizations down in South Atlanta.
Definitely.
So because that's one thing in the near future, this coming spring.
This is with the Bundy Heritage Museum. I believe this is going to be in spring. It's going to be their big opening. So I will be coordinating that with the group here and Mr. Gremling. And of course, you're going to be spearheading this project there. But that's wonderful.
Yeah, and probably that will be one of the main projects of the new set of officers, because we're planning to have the officers by around March.
March, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. That's great. But I really wish you luck about, the first quarter, the bylaws, the elections, and moving forward, fast and furious. So,
yeah, thank you.
You're very, very welcome. I have seen you guys. I've seen you work together, and it's very inspiring. And the way you also collaborate with the group in Chattanooga, that's wonderful to see. So my last question is, before I let you go, is membership open to non-Dalton, Georgia residents? And please tell our listeners where they can contact you for membership or donations to your causes.
Yeah, we are open to anyone from Northwest Georgia, not just Dalton residents. And we are encouraging more really to join the group, because we know we a lot of people wants to join us, because every time we have activities, we are like 300, 400 people coming. So we know a lot of them are interested in participating and maybe contributing what they can to the betterment of the group. Mm-hmm. So we are opening it to resident Filipino Americans outside of Dalton.
Right. Are you also open to accepting non-Filipinos in the membership?
Uh,
What was the question?
Are you Jane? Also open? Kung hindi Pilipino, pwede din bang maging members sila?
We had to consider if they are, a part of the Philippine, connected with the Filipino family, because, this is the purpose of our association. Mm-hmm. We cannot just accept an American family without a connection with a Filipino, because
right.
It means it's a Philippine-American association. Yeah. Okay. But some of these American families who lost their maybe connection with a Filipino, then we can consider that. Yeah.
Right. Because in other organizations, even if they're non-Filipino, as long as they support and believe in the vision and mission of the organization, they're kind of open to that.
For that purpose, we can bring that up to our meeting with the association. If that's what they would decide to consider, right. Then we can accept them as part of our,
great.
Organization.
So where can people contact you to become members?
You can contact us through our telephone numbers or Facebook, or let Edwin continue this for you.
Okay.
Yeah, as far as contact numbers, like we have only have a page in Facebook, that CAANG, and you can contact me at my number also, 706-271-6338, or my wife's number, 706-271-6334, for any inquiry. But usually we are accepting members through our Facebook page, Facebook members on that page only. And to add to what Tony said about membership of non-Filipino or pure American, mm-hmm. we do not have that information yet, because like I said, we don't have a set of officers and we don't have really a set of rules, mm-hmm. but they are all welcome. Anyone is welcome, to any of our activities, parties or fundraisers. But as official member, we cannot do that, because in the first place, we don't have official members yet. Yeah. We are just an organization with
a core group. It's part of the growing pains.
So we're
going to
say, hey, come here, you'll be an official member. Because I myself is not an official member. We don't have official list of members.
Yeah, but it will come.
But everyone is welcome. When you post it on Facebook, we invite everybody to come and join to whatever activities we have.
Great. So with that mm-hmm. said, I will let you go, and we will be in touch, and we will keep you posted. Marami salamat po.
Thank you again.
Salamat. Welcome back, mga kababayan. Ako po ay nagpapasalamat sa ating mga guests na sina Tony Lim and Edwin Herrera ng Filipino-American Association of Northeast Georgia. Thank you for sharing important information about the PhilAm Association. Bago po ako magpaalam, narito po ang ilang inspiring quotes about leadership, vision, service, action, and empowering others. The first one, the greatest leader is not necessarily the one who does the greatest things. He is the one that gets the people to do the greatest things. That's by Ronald Reagan. Second, a leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. That's by John C. Maxwell. And the third one, leadership is action, not the position. Unknown. I want to claim this. Yun lang po at itutuloy po natin ito sa susunod na kabanata. Hari naway nagustuhan ninyo ang ating kabanata ngayon, at salamat po sa patuloy ninyong pagtangkilik sa Usapang Pinoy. Sana po ay meron kayong natutunan sa ating mga usapan. Maraming salamat po at abangan ng susunod na kabanata. Hanggang sa muli, paalam muna sa ngayon. Talibat kami pa ay ang